Hi, it's Eric, and this is the Eric in the Morning with Melissa and Whip podcast, featuring highlights from our show on 101.9 FM, The Mix, WTMX Chicago. Today's is still kind of a follow-up to the holidays. Today's Hey, I Was Wondering from Jennifer. Happy New Year to you and the crew. My husband and I are having a bit of a dispute. I'm hoping you and the fellow 530 Club listeners can help us settle that. See, I didn't get Christmas cards sent out this year. No Christmas cards sent out this year. So I have a Happy New Year photo greeting card ready to order, but my husband says it's ridiculous to send that out now. No one really cares about it since the holidays are all over. I completely disagree. I think people may actually pay closer attention now that the hustle and bustle is over. With the new decade only a little more than a week old, I'm wondering if he's right, or is it still acceptable for me to send them out? Will you please help us settle this? Many thanks. Wishing you a very Happy New Year, Jen. So she's got a Happy New Year's card that she wants to roll out on Thursday, January 9th.
All right. Yeah. I get her.
Violetta's holding up a Happy New Year card.
Yes, I have one from Melissa.
Oh, Melissa sent out a Happy New Year card.
I did. Although, I know that's so funny. I was thinking the same thing. When did you get it?
I got it from you during Christmas.
Maybe it was around New Year.
Okay.
I also have one from Kaz's family, and they just stay in my planner.
Gotcha. 312-233-1019. Back to the original question. It's Thursday, January 9th. Is it too late? Has the moment passed? Is it over? Move on. Focus on next year to send a Happy New Year card, or are we still in enough of the beginning of the year that it'll be warmly received?
Well, that's a good question.
Yeah, everybody says this weekend's like the last time to say Happy New Year's to people,
is it?
In person.
Really?
It's kind of the cutoff, like the first
week. I hadn't heard that.
Yeah.
Who's everybody?
This guy at yoga told me, he's like, get your Happy New
Year's
out.
One guy is everybody, for sure.
This guy at yoga. That's enough for me. 312-233-1019. Let's get five votes. Swanee, Cynthia, five votes. Is it too late to send out the Happy New Year card, yes or no? Fifth vote gets a prize.
Oh, boy.
All right. Not too late or too late. Melissa, January 9th, send out a Happy New Year card. Too late or not too late?
I'm going to say no, but she needs to get that baby out today.
You're going to say not too late.
Not too late.
Whip, too late or not too late?
Never too late.
Never.
I say never.
Violetta.
Mail system slow. It's too late. It's not going to get there until next week.
Aha. All right, so you're going too late.
Yeah.
All right, let's see. Caller 5, Lori, is it too late or not too late?
Definitely not too late.
Not too late.
As late as the end of January.
Do you feel like the end of January is okay?
Yeah, I mean, why not?
Okay, what if I just didn't get around to it and I got it to you in May?
Well, that would be silly.
Yeah.
But it would be interesting and it probably would catch your eye.
It really would.
Yeah. All right, Lori says not too late. 312-233-1019. Top three inopportune times it happened. Oh, wow. Those are some great ones here. Man, oh, man, I feel bad for all of you. Adam?
Hey, how's it going?
Good. It happened when?
So I was in fourth grade, and we had a big assembly with the entire fourth grade, like 60, 70 kids in there.
Right.
And the local weatherman came in, and
Jerry
was all
Taft.
Excited.
Yeah.
Yeah. He was talking about high-pressure systems, and that's when I decided to let loose a rafter shaker.
The
whole class just went nuts.
The rafter rattler right there. There it was. I got your high-pressure system on my low-pressure area. All right.
Oh, that's hilarious.
Oh, man. I think it's every woman's worst nightmare. Caitlin.
When I was younger, at the gyne, I took my pap test.
At the woman doctor.
Oh, no. Oh man.
Yeah, you know, everything's bent in just the right angles.
Your stomach's rumbling.
Yeah. It could be worse.
Yeah. Could be worse. Could be a teacher. Hi, Derek.
Hi, I'm a teacher, and I was in the middle of a lesson at the front of the room, and I sneezed, and then right as I sneezed, I shot one right out.
I shot one. Fired one right out.
Yeah.
Came out of nowhere. Didn't see it happening.
Oh,
there it was. Yeah. Kids love that, don't they?
Oh, yeah.
I bet they did.
I'm legendary. At number 3, where did it happen, Natalie?
My husband had gone to see the producers, and during the first act, he farted, and his family swears that people in front of them left.
Not even left. That's a Broadway clearer right there.
Oh, way to make your view better.
That'll clear out the first 3 rows.
Us.
There it was, right there at the producers.
So
right at the producers.
Oh, man.
At number 2, Dan, where did it happen?
It happened at my great-grandmother's funeral.
Oh, no.
Oh, my.
Paying your respects to a lovely woman.
Yeah, you know, I get a nervous stomach, and it was the first time I was ever at a funeral during the viewing.
Right.
And fortunately, I was sitting next to her brother, who is kind of, he was old and kind of not with it.
Yeah, blame it on him.
I didn't really get to blame it. I think everyone just assumed it was
right.
It's got to be the old guy right next to our good friend over there, Dan. I don't know what Uncle Steve's doing over there. I don't know. You've seen him.
There
he goes again. And then finally, in at number one, the worst possible time to have it happen was where, Sue?
Well, I was getting a lap dance.
All right.
What? Oh, my God.
Yeah. You were getting the lap dance.
Right.
I was in Vegas with my friend.
Did the guy care?
They thought it'd be fun to pay for a lap dance for me. And
right.
I had a few, and
Oh, my God.
I had a few, felt a little fluffy. Didn't realize it was going to happen. The pressure was, from all the grinding.
Sometimes you got to just let it out.
Did you just shrug it away?
I tried.
Yeah.
I did.
But people knew. They not only heard, they smelled. Cameron Diaz says she will not hire a nanny because, according to sources, she wants to spend every moment with baby Radish. Radix. How long does that last? Where you feel like that right after you've had the baby?
Yeah.
When do the feelings shift where you go, I would do anything to get away from this baby? 312-233-1019. Katie, how long does that take?
About a month.
About a month before you go, that's it. Can't take it. Need a break. Do you have a baby?
I have a 9-month-old.
Did you feel guilty after a month going, I need a break from this?
No.
No, totally fine with
it. Just no.
I think after a month, that wears off. And then there's the approach Darlene takes. How long before you need a break from the baby, Darlene?
I have a 9-month-old.
Hello, Darlene. Can barely hear you. Hello. Hi, Darlene.
Turn the radio down.
Yo, Darlene. Coming at you. Super Sounds of the Eric in the Morning Show. Hi, Darlene.
Well, I was not even out of the hospital.
Whoa.
You were. So how many days before you needed a break from the baby?
Hold on.
All right, the questions get harder. All right, we'll see you later.
Shannon!
What was
that? Hey, hey.
Hi, hey, hey.
Hey, hey.
How long before you needed a break from the baby?
One day.
What? Really?
Okay.
The pain had barely subsided, and you're already like, let's go get martinis.
Well, not martinis, just sleep.
I see.
I just needed sleep.
One day, and you're like, that's enough. What have I done to myself?
I know. The rest
18
of life.
Years of this, I can't even make it through Wednesday.
I know, because they need to eat constantly.
Hi there, Dina.
Deanna.
Hi. On a roll right now. Deanna.
So I had that feeling. That probably lasted through my maternity leave, and I was all the more happy to go back to work. Like, once I got back to work, I was like, oh, yeah, this is so much better.
What percentage of moms after maternity leave do you think are excited to go back to work versus I'd rather stay home than go back to work?
It's probably a combination the entire time. It's probably a 90% feel conflicted.
Well, I understand they feel conflicted, but what percentage go yes, no, if you can't? Because you picked the middle on me there. You got to pick one or the other.
Which
yes or no.
Which way might it lean just
a little bit? I'd say probably 90% are happy to go back to work in some semblance of life.
They're conflicted about it, but they're relieved they get to. Find out what's trending on Twitter right now with our social media director, Mel D. All set to go, Mel?
Hey, guys. Yeah, I'm ready to go.
All right. In at number three.
Okay, so we were just talking about new moms, and a new mom is going viral after she had two sets of twins in just 1 year.
Oh, I saw that yesterday.
Kind of crazy to give birth to twins, but having two sets in the little span of a year, doctors are saying that Alexandria Wilson would be more likely to win the lottery than for having this to happen. So the mom said she was nervous for carrying two sets of twins in such a short amount of time, but she also says that twins are a gift from heaven.
Oh, yeah.
And the mom vlogged the whole journey, and it's all available on Twitter if you want to check it out.
She seemed in the piece that I saw on her yesterday surprisingly energetic. Trending on Twitter, number two.
Girl Scout cookie season is back. Maybe you've been hit up by coworkers at work or your friends, and Twitter is ready because they are announcing a new flavor. It's called the Lemon Up. So the Girl Scout Twitter announced that the news of this will have a bit of a different change change up from the typical lemon cookie with a new biscuit flavor. That's how they describe it. But the cookie won't be available in every state, so it all depends on where you live.
I was going to ask a question about the Girl Scout cookies, the one I like the most, but I'm afraid to because the second I start talking about Girl Scout cookies,
I get
461 emails from Girl Scouts all wanting me to buy from them.
Yes,
I already got my dealer.
Yeah.
I already got my supplier.
Right.
I'm set to go. But thank you and good luck to you. And trending on Twitter, number one.
After The Bachelor kicked off its 24th season, they also announced that the famous windmill from the last season of Bachelorette.
Crap.
Oh.
That was my tease with the three-story Thursday with The Bachelor with the thing.
Well, you could
screw it. No, it's fine. I'll do something else.
We'll forget by then.
No, I'll just do something else.
Well, the good news is that Hannah Brown, that's where she spent some of those heated nights with Pilot Pete after she broke the news to some other bachelorettes. And now that, like, the windmill is available on Airbnb.
What is it called?
The windmill.
Oh, there we go.
The windmill.
I thought it was somewhere you eat.
That's a good restaurant idea, though, actually.
Yeah, the windmill.
Love it.
In Schaumburg.
Yeah. Well, there's action going on there. It's a rustic, traditional windmill that is now an Airbnb.
Now it's a windmill?
You threw me! Okay. It's cheap to stay there. It's $74 a night, and it's literally just a bed inside that place. There's not even a bathroom.
Gotta go outside to pee? Pee in the bushes?
Yeah, there's no bathroom there.
All right.
So if you're in Greece and you're looking for something exotic, maybe stay there.
Exotic? Right.
Creepy.
Right. It is creepy.
In the windmill. Thank you, Melody. Cameron Diaz just had her first baby and said, listen, I love my baby Radish so much.
Radix.
So much. I'm not hiring a nanny. I'm going to spend every second together with him, and we are going to be inseparable, and he's going to be brilliant.
Mm-hmm.
I said, yeah, okay, fine. Let's talk to real women who have had real babies that aren't named Radish and ask them how long after having the baby you're like, I have to go get a drink. I just can't do this anymore. On average, it was anywhere between a month to about 4 hours.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Mm-hmm. Varied a little bit.
And then you're thinking, all right, well, when I go do that, I'm going to feel guilty. I'm leaving the babies. He or she's going to be very upset, and that affects me as a mother. So what do you do? You turn to the Japanese.
Okay.
Who have come up with the ultimate mom hack. Parents in Japan are using cardboard cutouts of mom to calm the baby. So, like, they put the baby in the crib, and then they put the cardboard cutout of themselves right outside the crib smiling, like they're selling tires.
Like a life-size.
Yeah, life-size cardboard cutout, and then they go out for the night.
That
the baby's like, mom's right there.
So much sense.
Perfect. It's the
Does
ultimate
that
mom hack.
Work?
Yeah, they put a cardboard cutout of themselves there, and the baby sleeps, well, like a baby.
Yeah, they just want to feel safe, right. Like mom's got them.
I see mom. She's right there. I'm in good shape. I wish we still had that Jerry Taft, former Chicago weatherman, cutout.
We could send that
to somebody who has a crying baby and say, put Jerry Taft in there.
Remember, we gave it away, and the listener shows up at events once in a while, like concerts, and shows
Jerry Taft.
Yeah.
We have any cardboard cutouts of us, do we? Do we just have heads? Maybe we can just send our heads to people.
Heads on a stick?
Yeah, post those.
I have one of myself from grammar school.
Oh, even better. Maybe we'll use that.
When I played basketball.
Cardboard cutouts of moms to calm babies. Anything else you can do? Knows the perfect way to calm a baby. Like when your baby's freaking out, crying, losing their mind. This is your go-to, works every time calming technique. You know how you hear some people say, hey, you put them in the car seat and you put them up on top of the dryer.
Yes.
And you turn the dryer on so the light vibrations make them go, oh, yeah, this is good. Oh, I'm calm now.
That would work for I think, some people.
It works for me. I lay on top of my dryer when I need to calm down.
Yeah,
turn it on. I do like a Taylor Swift need to calm down thing.
Yeah, the car ride itself is tried and true, and so that's why the dryer thing simulates it.
The car ride as well. All right, let's take car ride off and baby on top of the dryer off.
All right.
Anybody listening who has another way that's a can't miss to calm a baby? They call it the ultimate mom hack. The Japanese have come up with it. They're like, your baby's unsettled. It's anxious. It's nervous. It's crying. And you need to go out and drink martinis.
Huh?
You get yourself a life-size cutout of yourself. You put the baby in the crib. You put the life-size cutout of you right there. Baby sleeps like a baby.
It would be worth a try, that's for sure.
That is the ultimate mom hack.
Yeah.
Now, when the baby's freaking out, the go-to move is what, Jenny?
I would swaddle up the baby real tight. I'd get on a medicine ball and start bouncing up and down and shushing that baby in his ear until it stops crying.
Swaddle, bounce, and shush. Used to be a morning show on the sports station in town.
Swaddle went totally south.
Swaddle, bounce, and shush in the morning. Hi there, Brooke.
All
All right. So the ultimate mom hack is squats. Lots of squats till you're sweating.
You're doing squats. What's the baby doing?
So you're holding that baby, and they fall asleep.
I thought your baby's like, do more, 10 more, let's go, 10 more, 10 more.
Work those legs, work that butt.
I lost where the baby was involved in that. Well, when my baby's quiet, crying, I leave and do squats. Hey, Melissa.
Good morning.
Calming the baby.
Ultimate mom hack. You tuck them in with the shirt that you wore earlier today, and then they smell the shirt, and they'll fall right asleep because they feel like mom's nearby.
That works for everybody but Post Malone, who puts his shirt in with a baby's name. He's like,
starts crying more.
It's supposed to be the shirt you just wore today, not the shirt you've worn since November. And finally, the ultimate baby / mom hack. Amy.
Oh, now I feel guilty. These are all good ones. I just turn on Baby Shark.
All right, so that calms the baby, but does it turn you into a serial killer?
Oh, yes. Yeah.
This calms the baby. I've heard 15 seconds of it, and I feel like killing somebody.
Yeah. I know.
The Eric in the Morning with Melissa and Whip podcast. Downloadable every weekday. This is 101.9 FM, The Mix, on the web at WTMX.com and via podcast.
Hi, it's Eric, and this is the Eric in the Morning with Melissa and Whip podcast, featuring highlights from our show on 101.9 FM, The Mix, WTMX Chicago. There's Hollywood life, and there's real life. I trust real life more.
Yeah.
Can you make it work in real life? Kate Beckinsale spotted out with Pete Davidson's best friend, Machine Gun Kelly. So she dated Pete for 6 months, got everything she needed out of him, realized he's weird. Said, all right, well, I'm going to move on, but I'm just going to move on sort of like I'm going to move on 4 feet over to your best friend.
4 feet.
You're good with that? Does that happen in real life? Does it ever work? 312-233-1019. Hi, Rebecca.
Hi, good morning, everybody.
Dating best friends and making it work.
Well, I was with the first boyfriend for at least over a year, and we broke up, and it was mean and nasty, so I decided I would date his best friend.
You're Kate Beckinsale.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And it made a point to be intimate with the best friend, just so I could, as public as possible. It didn't work out. It got very ugly.
I'm shocked.
It's like you were in revenge mode.
Hey, not only am I going to date your best friend, going to do it. Going to do it.
Loudly.
And then I'm probably going to call you right after and go, guess what I just did? It.
Take that.
All right. Okay.
Okay, well, she sounded...
Well, I appreciate it, Rebecca. Thank you. Hi, John.
Hey, hi. Good morning.
Good morning. This happened to you as well?
Yes, I did. I was dating a girl. We met and dated for about 3 months or so. She had a roommate, and they were good friends, and they actually started a small business together. And then we kind of just broke up and started dating her roommate. We got married and been married for 37 years.
What?
Got married to the ex-girlfriend's roommate. Is the ex-girlfriend still in the picture as a friend somehow?
After a few years, she moved out to the East Coast.
Right.
But while we
That's
were
where people
dating,
go to die.
When we were dating, I mean, they were still living together. So, yeah. I mean, they were still roommates.
Right. I get it. Made it work.
Weird.
You know, like they say, elephants know to go home to die,
right?
No, but where did that go?
Well, the whole East Coast. Yeah. It's just an invitation for the end of things.
Yeah,
what it is.
Okay.
Like now, when you wake up one morning, you go, you know what? I'm moving to Hartford. You're like, yeah, if you're planning on dying.
Oh God, you are twisted.
Hi, Linda.
Hey, good morning. How are you?
Great. Dating best friend's ex.
Yes, in high school, my friend was dating a boy for about 6 months, and every time she wanted to go out with him, she dragged me along, and eventually him and I started dating, and her and I didn't speak for 4 years until I sent her a wedding invitation.
Oh, wait, you hadn't even spoken, and you sent the wedding invitation to her?
And she came.
Ballsy.
Did you send a note with that invitation as an explanation?
Nope, just the names on there were enough.
All right, so she came, and then was there a confrontation?
Absolutely not. She was great about it, and she said we probably belong together anyway, and now we've been married 23 years.
Look at that.
Wow. That was very big of her.
And then I tripped.
Yeah.
Walking down the aisle. maybe at a funeral. You know what? Like, think about for Chip's dip in a Mexico trip. Okay. Inevitably, to the main area, they always have, like, those curved staircases. And imagine, like, at the end, if you're running up the staircase, at the end, you got about 40 Mexicans behind you, and you miss one.
Yeah.
You miss a stair. Bam.
Done.
Yeah, you're going down.
Down you go. It's the worst. 312-233-1019. And then I tripped, Sarah.
Yes, I was in college in the cafeteria, which was rush time for dinner, and I tripped right into a giant shelf of plastic cups.
Oh, no.
Not to mold.
And the plastic cups went spilling across the floor, and the worst part of it was not a single person got up to help me.
Oh, so it was too hilarious.
I picked up all the cups by myself.
They're all just looking at you holding their trays.
Nice. Yes.
Three people back is Whip, and he blurts out,
"Walk much."
Yes, right.
Oh, my God.
And then I tripped. Julie.
Hey, so I was eight months pregnant and walking to lunch with relatively new coworkers. I had just started a job at a dance studio, and they were tall and thin and in great shape, there I was.
Yeah.
And I fell flat on my face, just tripping over the sidewalk.
Oh, no. Did they help you? All these in-shape people? In-shape non-trippers?
It was embarrassing.
Oh, yeah.
Except that one that's like five back who says,
"Walk much."
All right. All right.
I love the joke.
Hold on a second.
Of course you do.
I know. Sorry. It's all about you. Becca.
Hi. Good morning. I was walking down the aisle with the cathedral-length veil in my wedding, and the photographer stepped on my veil, pulled it out of my head, causing me to stumble backwards and forwards.
You did trip going down the aisle.
Wow.
Oh, man.
But it wasn't your fault, that guy.
And you know that rush you get, that, oh, crap, this is going to be bad rush internally that you get? That has to be even magnified more when you're walking down the aisle.
Absolutely. It was all in slow motion.
Oh,
I bet.
I wouldn't have paid that guy.
You know what the photographer said then.
Walk much?
And finally, Carrie, hi.
Still not old.
Good morning.
Hi, and then I tripped.
I was just this past summer walking my dog, and next to my house is there's a parkway on the corner, and a beast was trying to attack me, so I was waving the bee out of my face.
A beast or a bee?
He's a beast.
Right.
A bee.
Right,
and
okay.
I was backing up, trying to get the bee out of my face, and I tripped on a stump of a pole that was cut out, like, last year. The city cut a pole out, a sign out, and it left a stump.
Oh, no. Yeah, you tried to back away from a bee? What does the bee say?
Walk much?
One more. Just one more. Valerie, and then I tripped.
I was at Stratford Square Mall. And Stratford Square Mall used to have this circle fountain in the middle by the food court.
Right.
And I went to repair a watch, and I was walking, and I wasn't paying attention, and I walked right into it.
You went right into the fountain. Right.
I went right into the fountain. I got up. Yeah, it was pretty messed up.
I got to shoot straight with you, Eric. It was pretty messed up. Yeah, right into the fountain, and I tripped. Mm-hmm. Right.
Shopping at the grocery store.
Then I
tried to pet my Labrador.
Then I
tried to move on the dance floor.
Then I tripped
my buttocks. Now
you know
I'm
you saw those people.
Walk much?
On three a story a Thursday. Three stories.
Okay.
Three headlines. Three stories only. Rank them in the order that you'd like to hear them. This could catch you off guard here. One of the stories makes me incredibly uncomfortable to even share with you.
Oh, great.
Because I feel like I have no business, and I'm really uncomfortable with one word, just my own personal insecurities.
Uh-oh. Oh, really?
Here we go. Here are your headlines. Free Story Thursday, story headline number one. UK woman Demi Burton jailed for drunken Mile High Club antics on flight.
Okay.
Headline number two. I don't know if I can read this.
Come on, read
here.
It.
You read that, Melissa.
Uh-oh.
Just read the headline.
Okay, controversial, I guess, Bluetooth oh my gosh, tampon. Oh God. Lets you know when it needs changing.
Is tampon that bad?
Look at whip. No, it's not bad. It just makes me uncomfortable.
Yeah, really? Yeah.
Like
well,
the guy oh, like allergic. Talking about. Oh my God!
I'm allergic to tampon.
Sneezing. Oh, wow. That is came.
Oh, oh my God! I can't take it. So uncomfortable right now.
You are so funny.
I don't know why people get so uncomfortable by tampon.
Well, it's just a word that makes me uncomfortable.
You know, it's
no. I mean, I hear guys. You.
Like the word luscious makes me uncomfortable too.
I love luscious.
Headline number three. This does not make me uncomfortable. Escaped pigs visit grocery store, raid liquor aisle.
Okay.
That's lighthearted.
Yeah. That's
want to finish with that?
Let's
finish with lighthearted escaped drunken pigs.
Okay.
What do you want to start with?
Do you want to get the tampon one out of the way?
Oh, thanks.
Get it out of the way.
Thanks, Melissa.
Okay.
It's a worry most women will have faced. The horror of... Okay, I don't want to share any more of that story. To curb that anxiety, a U.S.-based firm has designed a smart...
tampon.
That lets you know that it needs changing.
Okay.
The brainchild of Amanda Brief and Jacob McIntyre. Jacob's like, how did I get pulled into this?
Yeah, what does Jacob have to do with
what
this?
What do I have to do with this? Who have been crowdfunding to try and bring it to market since 2016.
Okay.
It works through a monitor about the size of a compact mirror, which is attached to the user's waistband and or underpants. This is then connected to the
tampon,
which is much longer than the other
tampons,
and contains a conductive thread about as fine as a human hair.
Oh, wow.
That when it finds, you know, it's doing its job, it sends you a text and says, hey, little something. There you go. There's your story.
Wow, that's fascinating.
Hey, little something.
There's your story.
That's a fascinating story, though. I'm glad you shared it.
I think it's a little unnecessary.
I am not glad I shared it at all. UK woman Demi Burton jailed for drunken Mile High Club antics on flight. Now, I saw this story yesterday, and I won't lie to you. I was shocked that she didn't get any takers. Did you hear about this woman?
Okay, go ahead.
A British woman had been jailed for going on a drunken rampage on a flight from Abu Dhabi to Manchester after asking men to join her in the Mile High Club. Demi Burton, who's 20 years old, boarded a flight May 9th while really sloshed and continued to drink wine until the flight attendants told her she could no longer order booze. Okay. By then, she'd already gotten so drunk that she propositioned several men to go do it in the lavatory with her while cruising at 30,000 feet. But when she could find no takers and could no longer drink booze, the unhinged woman kicked, bit, and headbutted a crew member during her four-hour blowout.
Well, you need it.
You may as well just land the plane now, Burton was screaming at the crew as she unleashed her attack and her 259 fellow passengers looked on in horror. An anesthesiologist who tried to restrain Burton was bitten on the elbow and headbutted, saying the struggle was worse than anything he'd ever seen in the emergency room.
I'll bet you those guys could, like, tell she was crazy woman in the first place.
Right, there's something about a drunken, crazy person in an airplane versus just
dummy.
On the ground.
Yeah, pretty clear. Other passengers, but again, they're also men.
Well, that's true.
With a free opportunity to set a mile-high record for themselves.
Apparently,
you know, guys can be sometimes.
I'll take my best shot.
Yeah.
Other passengers also were bitten and kicked before six crew members and others finally took her down, restrained her, and handed her over to authorities when they touched down.
Oh, Demi.
And finally, Three Story Thursday. Escape pigs visit grocery store, raid the liquor aisle. In Siberia, a trio of escape pigs wandered into a supermarket in Russia and were caught on camera raiding all the booze. Excuse me. The video taken at the store shows three pigs. Oh, three little pigs.
And a blanket.
Perusing the liquor aisle and knocking over bottles of cognac, which seemed to be the booze of choice, which they then proceeded to lap up off the floor. Hmm. Witnesses said the three pigs were found to have escaped from a nearby home. The pigs were returned to their owner unharmed, but with a horrible headache.
The Eric in the Morning with Melissa and Whip podcast. Downloadable every weekday. This is 101.9 FM, The Mix, on the web at WTMX.com and via podcast.